Well, finally, news that a record promoting Portsmouth Football Club has been banned from being sold in the club's own shop. The record's called Pompey Rock, and it's been selling well on the South Coast since its release last month. But now that Portsmouth have been drawn at home to local rivals Southampton in the fourth round of the FA Cup, Pompey's chairman, John Deacon, says he wants nothing more to do with Pompey Rock. The reason? A line in the song refers to scummers. That's Portsmouth slang for Southampton supporters. The offending verse. The singer on Pompey Rock is a local disc jockey, Shep Woolley. We asked him if the use of the word scummers is meant to be an insult.
No, not at all. And in fact, I don't think, I know there are a few hardcore football supporters in every football team that you get that would like to insult everyone that they play, but I believe that the term scummers doesn't particularly insult. If it insults them, it insults them in a friendly sort of a way. In fact, the definition of scummers, having read Mr. Deacon's report in the paper this morning, Mr. Deacon said that scummer is a plural of scum. And I would have thought he would have known, with this sort of breeding, that scum has no plural. Scum is the plural of scum. We are scum, they are scum, it is scum, if you like. And scummer, it says in the dictionary, is a skimmer. It doesn't say anything detrimental about it. And scummings are a matter skimmed from boiling liquors. That's what it says.
But what were you trying to say when you used the word scummers, though?
I wasn't trying to say anything. It's just a term that Portsmouth football fans use. And because the record is for Portsmouth football fans, it has their terminology in it.
But it is in bad taste, isn't it? There are already enough problems amongst rival fans around the country.
I think that's brought into bad taste purely and simply because, like today in the paper, I mean, if Mr. Deacon, in the first instance, had have not made any inference to the word scummer, we wouldn't be in this particular situation now.
So you say it wasn't a gimmick to try and get more attention for your record?
It wasn't a gimmick, and I will say now, I mean, let's face it, the record has been at number one in the charts in Portsmouth. So obviously not just Portsmouth supporters, but the people of Portsmouth like the song. And it wasn't a gimmick to sell it. In fact, if I thought that it was going to cause football violence on the terraces, I'll categorically state now that I will withdraw the record from sale totally.
No mention of the word there. The controversial Pompey Rock, setting people talking about that big FA Cup tie coming up in about 2 or 3 weeks' time. That's it from us. The next news on Radio 1.